local news. Tamlin Sitz, WRJN with the Temptations. Is it okay to ask your friends to help you to move? Someone tweeted, and this is trending now, after they said full-fledged adults should never ask and should always hire movers. Don't ask your friends to move. An online poll said 54% said that's fine to ask friends to do it. So what do? You ask a friend to come over and say, listen, could you pick up that sofa and move it? I'm going to get some lunch. I'll be back in about 3 hours. Make sure it's all done. 7 o'clock on the noggin now at WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A freeze on federal aid as President Trump steps up plans to transform the government. Correspondent Cammy McCormick has details on the administration's latest move.
This pause would impact grants, loans, and other assistance. A memo specifies that it does not impact Medicaid or Social Security, but some Democratic lawmakers say it is broad in its scope and unprecedented. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress approved the investments and they're not optional. It could mean missed payrolls and rent payments and what he called chaos for everything from universities to nonprofit charities.
The president's also considering changes regarding transgender people in the military. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
What White House officials are telling us is that this order directs DOD to determine a policy regarding transgender service members. It is not an outright ban.
CDC staff has been ordered to cut off all communications with the World Health Organization after President Trump signed an executive order last week withdrawing the U.S. from membership. Public Citizens Peter Maberduck believes it could jeopardize lives.
The WHO manages a global influenza surveillance and response system and a pandemic flu preparedness framework. And if the United States and our laboratories were to lose access to that framework, that could be very dangerous for Americans.
About 200,000 displaced Palestinians have now returned to bombed-out northern Gaza as part of the Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement. The BBC's Nick Beek says conditions there are bleak.
Charities are saying that at the moment they've got an opportunity to bring in more aid. They've really boosted the amount of medicine and other supplies getting in, but there's a really big problem. They talk about the electricity and the water being these essentials that simply aren't there at the moment.
Today, Israel confirms 6 more hostages will be released this week, 3 on Thursday and 3 on Saturday. People who live in Southern California's Pacific Palisades have been given the green light to return to homes, or what's left of them, after this month's massive wildfires. Chuck Peel found his place burned to the ground.
For me, the house, that's one thing. It was a great little house, almost 18 years. But all the things inside that we lost, terrible. My dad's stuff, my mom's stuff from Africa, nothing, no pictures, all that.
Americans still have lots of work to do to keep their hearts healthy. Here's CBS's Michael George.
A study by the American Heart Association found cardiovascular diseases, which include heart disease and stroke, still claim more lives than cancer and accidental deaths combined.
AMA says high blood pressure and obesity, both of which fuel heart disease, are still rising. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine County isn't the only place Microsoft is building in the area. The tech company is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin with a new 240-acre land purchase in Kenosha. They're already working on a $3.3 billion project in Mount Pleasant. The Kenosha investment, announced in a joint statement from Governor Tony Evers and Kenosha Mayor David Bogdala, is located just off the interstate near 142. The Mount Pleasant project alone is expected to create 2,000 direct jobs and 2,300 construction jobs this year. Everyone knows it's windy, and to prove it, there's an alert. A wind advisory will be in effect later today with 20 to 30 mile per hour winds and gusts up to 50. The National Weather Service says that could lead to flying debris and fallen tree limbs. We'll have the latest on the windy warm-up coming in the forecast. A 14-year-old Kenosha boy who admitted to bringing fake guns to an elementary school to scare kids has been sentenced to 1 year in a juvenile detention program. A judge yesterday ordered the teen to participate in the Racine Juvenile Detention Rise Up program, which aims to promote positive behavior change. The threat caused a lockdown at Roosevelt Elementary and schools across Kenosha last November. And in a move towards addressing housing needs, Pleasant Prairie leaders have approved another development. The Inspire Prairie Springs apartment development is a massive 710-unit project set to transform the vacant property near the Premium Outlets. The development is valued at $185 million. It'll be built in two phases. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A Packers coach gets a contract extension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers have signed Rich Bisaccia to a two-year contract extension. The 64-year-old Bisaccia is the special teams coordinator and assistant head coach. In his 3 years in Green Bay, he's improved their special teams rankings slightly, but is also viewed as a close advisor to Matt LaFleur. The team has also hired back Luke Getsy as an assistant coach. Getsy has served as an offensive coordinator for the Bears and the Raiders. It's possible Adam Stanovich could be hired away by another team as a coordinator who could be the play caller on game day. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Giannis and Damian Lillard each with 35 points. Chris Middleton off the bench with 22. Head coach Doc Rivers.
You could see Chris had live legs tonight, and that was good. As a staff, we have to be very patient with it.
The Bucks road trip continues tonight against the Portland Trail Blazers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine today, mild but windy. A high of 43, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy, lows near 30. Not as breezy on Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Well, we have the basketball playoffs and the hockey playoffs happening. I always love whenever there's a best of seven series, because then I get to hear my favorite sports reporter question. Would you consider this a must-win game? You know, they always feel like they have to say yes. Yeah, we want to win it. It's very important, you know. Got our uniforms on it. Anyway, might as well try. But it's not always the right answer, man. It's a math question. I wish I would answer that question honestly. It's a best of seven. You're down one game to nothing. Would you consider this a must-win game?
No.
No, we can lose tonight. We can lose tomorrow night, too. We don't want to, but that wasn't your question. You asked if it was a must-win game, and if you'd ever taken a rudimentary math class, you'd already know the magic number's three. When you're down three, then you must win them or you're out.
It's 7:08 on your Tuesday morning. Thank you for joining us here. Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, is here. I feel bad now. I love driving into December. The wreaths were lit up, you know, because I come here and it's pitch dark when I get here in the morning. It's 5:30. And all the wreaths were lit up down Main. The Christmas tree, now they're all gone.
I know. It's sort of the time of year where it's not quite as pretty, but that's why we have Christmas, to make it extra special.
I know.
Special.
And people say, well, let's leave it up all year, but then it wouldn't be special
exactly.
Anymore.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So what we're going to do today, normally when Kelly comes in, we talk about all the events happening. Today, we're going to do something different. We're going to take a stroll downtown. We're going to go right down Main Street and make some turns and find out some of the stores, because a lot of people, they don't, you know, they drive through downtown, but they don't know what's here. Now we're going to tell you what's here, because you always say, gee, I wish there was a place to frame these pictures. Well, we're going to tell you about what place to frame your pictures. Everything's going on. It's all, as the song says by Petula Clark, it's all happening downtown.
Sure.
So let's take you want to start here at what, State and Main?
Yeah, I was thinking let's start at State and Main and just head south and see where this virtual walking tour that we're about to do goes. So, yeah, that sounds great. If any of you haven't been down to downtown recently, but if you even notice, even right on State Street, there is a couple phenomenal places. Chit Chat, if you are a fan of Pakistani food or you're a vegetarian, let me tell you, it is such a treat to go there. It is, the food is so great. It's, I don't even know how to explain it. Have you ever been there?
No, but I listened to our alderman, David Mack. He's been there many times. Always telling me about it. Yeah. I have to go there.
Yeah, really. It is such
a... Because I live a few blocks from there.
And it's a couple that owns it. It's a younger couple, and he's from Pakistan, and she used to manage a Starbucks. And so when they met, they decided they always wanted to open up this restaurant, and they are just the perfect combination.
What does that remind you of? Does that remind you of a Seinfeld episode when Jerry, this Pakistan, comes from Pakistan, opened a restaurant just serving American food, and Jerry says... Yep, why don't you serve Pakistani food, Babu? he takes him to change the restaurant to Pakistani. Every time we talk about chit-chat, I always think of that Jerry Seinfeld episode.
Yeah. That is funny. Yeah. And then right next door to that is a place called The Carriage House. And that's owned by Doug Nicholson. He owns quite a few businesses in downtown. But The Carriage House is really a great place if you are a whiskey connoisseur or a bourbon connoisseur. They have everything you need, tons of Wisconsin products too. So if you're looking for like a really genuine gift basket to send to somebody who maybe doesn't live in Wisconsin, they can put that together for you. And they even have happy hour. You can stop there and they'll pour you a beer too. So a lot of people don't recognize that it's actually also they have a little mini bar inside.
You know what's amazing? I pass that every day because I have to go out on Spring Street a lot and I go to State.
Yeah.
And I pass the... You pass it every day. When I grew up in the town I grew up in, you're your own worst tourist in your own town.
It's a really cool store to be in. And just really the specialty products that they bring in. Yeah. And then, of course, you got EconoPrint, who's actually been in downtown we just honored them as a legacy business. So I think they opened up. I don't want to quote it, but they have been around downtown for a really long time. They're great supporters. They are, just a really good locally owned company.
They've been around since Gutenberg invented movable press. Right? That's when they started. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then as we get on to, a lot of people don't know, but Butcher and Barrel has now moved to the 300 block of Main Street. So they are, or 200 block of Main Street. So they're right on the corner. They're right by the Shoop parking ramp. And you can actually park in the Shoop second story ramp and walk right into the restaurant, which is really interesting. And so
you don't get wet when it's raining.
Exactly. Yeah. So they've just moved into a larger space so they can now accommodate birthday parties and anniversaries and larger special occasions. But as we all know, they are known for wonderful steaks, gorgeous drinks, specialty drinks. And of course, it's the only place you get to pick out your own knife.
All right.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Yes. Yeah. You get to pick out your knife when they serve you the steak.
Okay. I never heard that before.
I know.
But that's fun.
Yeah.
All right. Where do we go from here?
Well, I say we go right across the street to the Ivanhoe Pub.
Legendary.
Again, another property owned by Doug Nicholson. And this one has been around for quite some time. And it is the quintessential Irish pub. And great, phenomenal food. Really fun specials at night. They have like bingo. They still have their bacon night where they give you free bacon for every drink. And, of course, the Lambo stew that we talked about.
Yeah.
You cannot go there without trying the Lambo stew. But if you're just – and a great fish fry, too. Like,
and you know they're Irish because right before the St. Patrick's Day parade, they put this giant shamrock.
Yes. And it always happens, like, in the middle of the night.
I
swear, because I get there really early in
the
morning.
Street,
I get there,
yeah,
like, 6 a.m. to prepare for the parade. I'm like, I just left here last night. It was dark out, and it's
just
there.
It's not paint. It's some kind of powder they put down because it evaporates, within a day or two.
It's so cool. Yeah, it is really cool. So we love the Ivanhoe. And then also on that block is, of course, Marcy's on Main, which is a country bar. And she does a ton of fun stuff. She's got karaoke, and on Saturdays she plays 90s country. She's always the one doing super special stuff. And a lot of people also don't recognize that she has food there. So she's got a wonderful fish fry. She serves food every day of the week except for Tuesdays. And also known for their phenomenal loaded Bloody Mary. So every week they have a different themed Bloody Mary. And it could be like Take Me Out to the Ball Game, where you'll actually get a hot dog, popcorn. It is so loaded. It is a meal in and of itself. If you go to their social media page, you will just see how extravagant their loaded bloodies are.
Now, we're talking about stores now, locations between State and Third. That's what we're talking. That's where we are.
That
right
is
now.
Correct.
Between
yeah.
State and Third, if you want to know where we're talking about. Okay, what do we have next?
What about Divino Gelato? Have you ever had gelato?
Yeah. I've been there. You know what I love about the place? It used to be a theater. And you could still see the old, you can't go into the auditorium where the theater was, but if you, you know how they have that balcony where you can sit?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, you can see where the projection booth was up there. You can see all that stuff. That used to be the old Bijou Theater. As a matter of fact, hanging on my wall at home, we got a print. A Gateway had this big art sale on Main Street where the Gateway is. And my wife got me this print, because she knows I love theaters, of the Bijou that used to be there. Huh. And it looks like a late 1800s, early 1900s, because there are horses in the street. And it's a movie theater. Well, actually, it was a live theater then, but it was also a movie theater later on, and they turned it into gelato. But it's a theater.
It always smells so good in there. And even, I know it's a little cold this time of year for gelato.
No, it's not.
Never, but they
have ice cream gelato.
Yeah, that's true. They also are known for bubble tea. So people who love their bubble tea, you can't get it very many places. It has literally these little, but it's bubble tea. I don't know how to explain it, but people who enjoy it, they will drive great lengths to get their bubble
tea.
It's
like when I first moved to Wisconsin, I took my daughter, she was a little few months old, to the doctor, and I said, "Do you have a water fountain? The bubbler's down the hall." I said, "Yeah, a water fountain, though." They said, "Yeah, the bubbler's over there." I don't know what she was talking about. It's one of those things that's only Wisconsin.
Maybe, yeah. So, and they also, they make their own macaroons there. So, you know, those specialty cookies.
Macaroons, yeah. So, and also, I like where the seating is. That you can sit on, it's like, just take a step up, and you can sit right in the window.
Yeah.
And watch the passing.
Sun comes right in the morning.
But you can watch the passing parade go by. Mm-hmm. All the people walking by and wishing they were in there having gelato.
Yes.
Hold on just a second.
Right.
Kelly Cruz is here, executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We're taking a morning stroll down Main Street to tell you what's available for you to go see and what to do and where to go. That's all coming up. We got more. We're at, I think we're going to cross 3rd Street in just a moment here. 717, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here's Pete.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There are all kinds of benefits to having a younger host of Wheel of Fortune, especially when it comes to explaining internet slang to your letter-turning co-host, Vanna White. Vanna White posted a picture of her and her son cooking together on social media, which brought her son lots of attention, with people referring to the picture as a thirst trap. Not judging, because I had to Google it myself, but White said she had no idea what that was, but luckily, her young whippersnapper 50-year-old co-host, Ryan Seacrest, set everyone straight. Say what you want about Jennifer Lopez, but she is a showbiz juggernaut. The pop icon actress, who has a tendency to make headlines for all the wrong reason, just righted the ship with a standing ovation after a screening of her new film at the Sundance Film Festival. Lopez stars in the second film adaptation of the novel Kiss of the Spider Woman. Jenny from the Block says this old-fashioned musical version of the film is one she's always wanted to make, and that witnessing a standing ovation actually made her dream come true. How can that awful Ben Affleck not love her? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
We're definitely going to be late to the concert. I feel like we should be there by now.
I'm just taking a little detour. I got to fill up my gas tank, and I know this place a couple towns over where the gas is cheaper.
Are you serious? We're going to be late for the concert because you're driving out of the way for cheaper gas? Just use Upside.
What's Upside?
Upside is the free cash back app that gets you real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, I can get cash back just for buying the gas I need anyway?
Yes, I use it all the time, and I've made around $200. Now pull over so you can download the Upside app before we miss the concert.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRAFFIC25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or as a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRAFFIC25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus. That's code TRAFFIC25.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
It's 7:22, Paul Harvey coming up in a few minutes, but first we're going to cross the street with Kelly Cruz, the executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We took a look at all the stores on between State and 3rd. Now let's go between 3rd and 4th Street. And if we need to do a second show on this, we will. Let's just get to all the stores.
We probably won't be able to touch base on everyone, but a couple of really cool places.
Is crowded, this street.
This is a great block for retail. One thing that's amazing about this block is there is 3 custom jewelry stores. That is really unheard of. And in fact, in the next block, Gold Diamond and Design. So there's 4 custom jewelry stores within like a block and a half, which is really unheard of. And so you have Plum Gold, Plum Silver, Art Metal Studio, and then Gold Diamond on that following block, which, I mean, they all have their own unique vibe to them, and they are all just wonderful owners. Wonderful. All of them have been small business owners for over 20 years, and if you're ever looking to like turn like an old family heirloom into something that you can wear in a modern setting, go to one of those places, and the things that they can create. You know, if you have like your grandmother's diamond from her ring or whatever that might be, they can really turn it into something that very modern and just really to honor the past, and but in a
here's my heirloom story real quick. So my mother gives me this ring. She lives in Florida at the time. She's no longer with us, but she lived in Florida at the time. She sent it to me, and she had it insured and everything, and it was valued at I think it was $16,000. Wow. So she sent it to me, and I didn't want to hold on to it because, you know, if I misplace it. So I sent it back to her. About a year later, I sent it back. I said, why don't you take care of it? So she gets the package, and she's about to open it up and put it in her jewelry box when somebody rings the doorbell. She drops it into the trash can. She says, I'll get it in a minute. She forgets about it, empties the trash. My sister-in-law flew down to Florida to help find it, a $16,000 ring. And they're looking, I can't find it. And my mother says, I throw it out. $16,000. I should have kept it. At least I had a chance. I was going to lose it, but I didn't want to take the chance. I didn't think she'd throw it in the trash can, but somebody rang the door and she forgot about it. And that was it. And there goes. She says, I'm sorry. And so I kept reminding her of it over the last years. And she said, are you ever going to let this go? I said, no, I'm never going to let it go. That was my $16,000 ring. And you threw it in the garbage. She goes, well, let's let it go. Never. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, boy.
I had to pop that in there. Go ahead.
So and we're still on that block between 3rd and 4th Street, and there's some really cool shops. There's the Main Street Bakery is there. Sheepish is there, which has a lot of holistic items. of course, Salute's restaurant. So that is a staple. If you live in Racine, you've been to Salute's, and it's a, you know, they started in the 70s, actually. And, you know, the owner there, he is featured on a movie about We Were Soldiers.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Yes, yeah. So if you ever go in there, you'll actually see posters of that movie, but it was about his platoon or whatever that was.
My wife bought some stuff out of Sheepish, a little jar of some kind of thing that makes you healthy. I don't know what it was.
They've got a lot of great health-inspired items there. And if you go across the street, too, you've got Sunshine Daydream, which has a lot of really fun. If you're looking for cool gifts, they have, like, every band T-shirt on the planet. Or if you have a person who is into socks, they have, like, the funniest socks ever. They just have plushy toys as well. So it's a lot different than you actually expect that sort of be when you walk in there. There's just so much fun stuff in there. So that's really one that to explore, even if you maybe would normally like walk by it.
Okay, we're taking a stroll downtown today. We've got the full hour with Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. But first, we've got Paul Harvey.
The rest of the story. Ever since his childhood in Troy Grove, Illinois, Jimmy Butler was ridiculed mostly because of how he looked. His nose was quite long, and it was pointed, and his upper lip stuck way out, like a duck's bill. In fact, that's what the other youngsters in Troy Grove called him, Duck Bill. Hey, Duck Bill, they'd say, why aren't you in the pond with the other ducks? Jimmy never answered. Not even when the bullies in school taunted him with that hated nickname and threatened him with violence. He never responded, because, you see, there was a daydream that kept his mind otherwise occupied, the thought of someday becoming a famous professional gambler, somebody dashing, perhaps even a little dangerous, but mainly somebody that others would envy. One day that ambition propelled Jimmy west of the Mississippi in search of his own personal fame and fortune, but what he found instead, well, that was the rest of the story. The American West Jim Butler discovered was scarcely as romantic as the one he dreamed of in Troy Grove, Illinois. Most surprising of all was the widespread corruption he encountered. But rather than return to a peaceful, pallid life back east, Jim stayed, and he conformed. He went on the city payroll in Abilene, Kansas. He was supposed to rid the town of gambling and prostitution. But within weeks, he was collecting protection money from gamblers and pimps. He was spending his afternoons at the card tables and his evenings in the red light district. Predictably, I suppose, Jim was fired after a few months on the job. And from there, the low road led straight downhill. He tried prospecting. He found only fool's gold. He even resurrected his boyhood fantasy of becoming a traveling gambler. But he lost more than he won. He did get a job as a freight company guard once. He was a freight company guard, and he did manage to shoot a rancher who got in an argument with his employer. But the rancher was unarmed, and Jim was hiding behind a calico curtain when he plugged him. So Jim was unemployed again. As a matter of fact, for that little encounter, Jim barely escaped a murder conviction. Toward the end of his life, he was often arrested, but only for vagrancy, no visible means of support, the complaints always read. And then one day, when he was not quite 40, he was playing poker, and somebody shot him dead. Now, the strange thing is that you've known Jim all your life. At least you've known the person into which he was transformed by an imaginative magazine writer more than 100 years ago. He was transformed into somebody else before you read about him. The writer's name was George Nicholas. Probably he would never have written a word about Jim, except for that unkind nickname which Jim had been called as a boy. Or, shall I say, the way Jim kind of turned it around. It was just such a good nickname, that George Nicholas could not resist building a hero around that name. By now you know the lad from Troy Grove, Illinois, was anything but a hero. But that's the way he ended up in the pages of fiction, a real hero. For the ne'er-do-well drifter, James Butler Hickok, could not stand being called Duck Bill, so they changed the name to to Wild Bill Hickok. And now you know the rest of the story.
Hey, don't forget, there's another rest of the story with Paul Harvey coming up with Dan Marcus at 12:05 this afternoon. And don't forget to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. More with Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation coming up. But first, it's 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check news. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There will be other ways to honor Laurel Clark. That's what Racine Unified leaders are saying after deciding to keep Red Apple, Red Apple. The plan to rename the school after the local hero astronaut officially went to rest last night after a school board vote. Red Apple will keep its name as it moves to a new location and expands to include middle school grades. Laurel Clark was a Horlick High School graduate who died in the 2003 Columbia space shuttle disaster. We've known a data center is coming to Kenosha. Now we know Microsoft is behind the effort. The tech company is already underway with a $3.3 billion effort in Racine County. The land bought by Microsoft in Kenosha is on the west side of the I at 142. The coroner in Lake County has some tough words for officials at a Waukegan hospital. Lake County Coroner Jennifer Bannock criticized Vista Medical Center and its parent company after the death of 28-year-old Chelsea Adolphus. She was found unresponsive on the hospital's roof last week and later died of hypothermia. Adolphus was admitted for alcohol rehab. She was discovered after being locked out on a second-floor roof for nearly 7 hours. The coroner says there are serious safety concerns at the hospital, including the lack of door alarms. She's calling for immediate accountability and improved safety measures at the hospital. With temperatures on the rise, Racine County's sheriff is trying to throw attention to the ice danger. In one incident over the past weekend, two people fell through the ice on Browns Lake while riding a UTV. A few hours later, three people were rescued from Wind Lake after their UTV became submerged. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is urging people to exercise caution when going out onto frozen water. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Change of administration has not meant a change of buying patterns on the export scene, at least not yet. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yesterday's USDA export numbers, for example, showed pretty firm buying patterns. Corn and soybean numbers were within the range of estimates for this week's export sales, but still higher than the five-year average. That's according to Greg McBride with Allendale Commodity Group.
Corn and bean sales came in inside of the range of estimates. We look at these numbers and we say 1.669 million tons for corn, 1.49 million tons for soybeans. Even though they were inside the range of estimates, these are still very good sales. These are actually both above the five-year average for this particular week. So this is a good look for both corn and beans as we kind of move into the Trump administration and start to think about potential implications for tariffs and whatnot.
Greg McBride with Allendale Commodity Group out of Iowa. Now, that has not led to confidence in the marketplace this morning. Numbers are lower. I've got those next.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. Plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up two at 184. 40-pound block cheese, 3¾ stronger at 187. Double A butter stood still, $2.53 a pound. The February Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 8 right now, 1987 a hundredweight. March, down 13 at 1946 a hundredweight. Currently, December corn down a penny at 4.57. November soybeans are down 2 at 10.41. July wheat right now down 2 at 5.59. Dow Jones Industrial Average only 10 points stronger. That's as of right now. And that is your market update on a Tuesday morning. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing sunshine today, mild but windy. A high of 43, wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, still breezy, lows near 30. Not as breezy on Wednesday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 30s. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
I'm skeptical about some of the things we spend our money on now. Our tax money, that stealth bomber, that thing. The invisible plane, $2 billion for an invisible plane that you can see. Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they just showed you an empty field and like, hey, everybody, it's the stealth bomber, you know? Now I'm getting my money's worth. But they don't. They fly it over the Super Bowl, you know? They're like, look, it's the stealth bomber. I'm like, not invisible. Turn it on. Yeah, we would think for $2 billion they could blink it one time for us. And then my friend tells me, no, it's invisible to radar. So we can bomb people as long as they're not looking up. Which is tricky. I guess we go in first and throw out a bunch of quarters. And then... yeah.
And it wouldn't be this morning if it wasn't for Kelly Cruz. She's here, executive director of the Downtown Racine Corporation. We're taking a stroll. We're not doing the calendar of events now. We're taking a stroll downtown. And did we get to 4th Street yet? No.
We are on the 400 block now. We're going to talk about the 400 block of Main Street, which is actually where our office is also located.
Oh, go in, take a look, see, take a stapler, take some post-it notes off there. They'll give you everything.
Yeah, so the 400 block is another really solid retail block. First off, you have the Artist Gallery, which has is a collection of artists that change their... They also have a featured artist every month, but just really cool, everything from 2D to 3D, ceramics, paintings, you name it, wood art. The Artist Gallery is just... You can go every month and you'll see something new, which is really what makes it great. And then, of course, probably one of the most famous stores in downtown is Dimples Imports. Mm. That has been around for 25 years this year, or they celebrated 25 years in December. And every year they're voted, you know, best place to buy a gift.
Best window dressing.
Best windows, yes. And one thing if you don't know, but they have amazing clothing there. Everyone knows they have wonderful jewelry, tons of sterling silver jewelry. They've got great gifts, but... Their clothing selection is amazing for all sizes. So that's something to really check out. RG Natural Babies is down there. Now, despite the name, that is also a toy store. So people sometimes might drive by and think, well, I don't have a baby. What does it matter? They actually carry things all the way from nursing mothers to kids around age 10. So if you're looking for a really quality toys, they are really the place to go. And then, of course, we can't forget about the Racine Art Museum. Right. So this is the largest craft collection in North America is the Racine Art Museum. It's world renowned. And we are lucky enough to have it in our downtown.
You know, I went there during the party on the pavement. They had you can walk in free admission that day. And it really is nice. I was never in there before.
It is. And it's they also changed their, you know, they curate it differently every 3 months or so and feature different artists, but I mean, people come just for the Racine Art Museum.
And before it was that, it was also the WRJN studios were there in that building.
And also the place where Dillinger.
That Dillinger robbed. There was a bank.
Yeah, and a lot of the Racine Art Museum curated all of the artwork in the Hotel Verdant. So every room has different art that was hand selected by the Racine Art Museum.
Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, it is really neat.
And it was very nice. And I'm trying to get the person to come on the air with us. I've left a few messages because I want to hear about the Racine Art Museum.
Oh, I'll get you connected.
RAM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The director there actually just retired after 50 years, Bruce Pepich. Isn't that crazy? A 50-year career there, and he's really what brought that that organization up to what it is today.
So if I drop your name, that will get me somebody in here. I don't want to drop any names, but did I tell you I know Kelly Cruz? What will that get me? All right, we're at the ramp now. Let's keep going.
All right. So next, we're sort of hitting up on Monument Square, which has really transformed over the last couple years because, of course, we know that the Hotel Verdon is there. There's the Italian restaurant Marguerite, which is connected to the hotel. And, of course, everybody's favorite, Eve Rooftop Bar. But Lakeview Pharmacy is, if you haven't stopped in there lately, even if you don't want to change your meds there, they've got new ownership there, and they have really changed that into a specialty store for all made in Wisconsin products, from jewelry to like quintessential things about Wisconsin, and they're all made in Wisconsin. So candles and, I mean, you'll be really surprised how gorgeous they've really made that.
I've been
there
quite a few times. I like
recently,
Lakeview Pharmacy,
yeah. And then also, of course, on Monument Square, you've got the Sugar Shack.
Been there for ice cream.
Oh, yeah. That's my niece's favorite place to go. They've got all that retro candy. So if you have a candy that you feel like doesn't exist anymore, if you go there, I guarantee that they will either source it for you or they have it.
Which, and by
is
the
really
way,
cool.
It's not old candy. It's new candy with the old
nostalgic
names on.
Nostalgic, yes.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. It's not. Well, we still have this candy from Halloween of 1962.
They even have like the candy cigarettes there from back in the day.
I remember those.
Yeah, they still sell those.
They had two kinds. They had the chocolate ones. You take them out of the wrapper, the cigarette wrapper, you know, that white wrapper, and you eat the chocolate. Or they had the peppermint ones where they had a little red tip with the peppermint ones. It's hard to believe we used to sell candy cigarettes to kids. When you think about it now, it seems strange.
It is kind of weird, but it's like, and now it's just fun and nostalgic. Yeah. And then, of course, you can't forget on Monument Square, you have the Maple Table.
Yep.
Wonderful breakfast and lunch place there. Oof, I was just there yesterday. So good.
You think if I bring them in, they'll bring in some waffles and stuff?
I can make it happen.
Okay. Boy, you're connected to everybody.
I like that for us. So, and then also on that block, of course, is everyone's, there's Johnson Outdoors. So a lot of people don't recognize that Johnson Outdoor has a retail store open to the public. And now they have all these great like e-kayaks and everything, you know, fish finders and all of that. But it's a really fun store to go into. But now these kayaks and things are all just like e-bikes, right? But so you don't have to paddle as much as you used to.
We just had Jim Messier in a week ago, and we were lamenting about the Venetian theater that was there, and we're saying, where is it today? We're crying over the theater, and that's where...
Right, but, you know, Johnson family has done so much for our community, and they continue to, so I think...
Where's the Venetian and the Rialto?
Yeah.
I still don't know where people parked when they went to those two theaters. There were huge theaters, over 1,000 seats. Where were the cars? I still don't know where they used to park back then.
Maybe at the festival site, because there's a lot of parking back there.
I don't think that was a site back in the 50s. I don't think so. I think it was Don Hudson. I think it was a car dealership. I don't know.
Maybe a lot of people took the bus.
That's what they claim, but we're talking about a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's one of the mysteries of life. Nobody's got an answer.
Yeah.
They basically tell me to shut up and just, you know, move on. So.
And then there's some other things, but of course I can't not mention the Red Onion Cafe.
Always hearing about that.
Good food. They have a new soup every day. They've got their new like specialty of the day, a new side of the day. So like you go in there, and they have a quiche of the day. So if you love quiche, I have a different quiche available every day.
Oh, that's great.
I know. How unique is that?
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And then a little bit farther down on Main Street, of course, is the Racine Heritage Museum.
Just there last week.
Yeah. And so that is, I know a lot of school groups go through there. But also, if you're just taking a stroll, they do the historic walking tours, the guided ones.
I've been on that,
they
too.
They do the haunted walking tours.
I've been
tours. On that, too. So it's just really this great gem in our downtown that sometimes, you know, we just have to go one more block past 6th Street, and it's right there, beautiful building. And
take a look at the mummy in the lobby.
And they have a gift shop in there, too. So, again, if you're looking for something really cool to send to somebody who maybe used to live in Racine or, you know, but they have Racine Bell stuff. They've got...
the Racine Bell. They have tons the uniforms,
of,
yeah.
Yeah, they've got tons of Frank Lloyd Wright stuff that you can purchase.
But check out that mummy. I said, is there really something in that, you know, that mummy case? They said, yeah, take a look at the x-rays on the other side. I didn't see them. There's really a person in that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you see the skull and everything. There's a mummy in there. Whoa. Kind of spooked me out.
Yeah. I wonder if it's haunted.
And by the way, in about a year or so, The WRJN 100th Anniversary Exhibit will be there at the Racine Art Museum. Not the Racine Art, the Racine Heritage Museum. Oh. We turn 100 years old in 2026, and we just met with them the other day. They're going to do an exhibit for WRJN's 100th Anniversary.
I love that. That's going to be so interesting.
Yeah, we got some old stuff. We're going to dig out of mothballs and bring them in. Okay.
So I think that sort of covers Main Street. I know we did skip over some businesses just because we probably don't have enough time. Should we head on to 6th Street here or save that for another day?
Give one or two of the businesses you left out. We have time.
Sure. Okay. Also on Main Street, there's some Black Hand Tattoo. So he's D and his dad are phenomenal tattoo artists. And also there's a place called Root City 262, and that's D Hutch is also the same owner. They have created this really modern, trendy line of Racine clothing. So if you're looking for a Racine t-shirt, sweatshirt, they also have retro and throwback clothing there, but it's just amazing. I love that place. And
give me one more.
Okay. How about we go over to... let's go to Evelyn's Club Maine and Hot Shop Glass. I need that one too.
Oh, yeah,
Evelyn's
yeah,
Club
yeah.
Maine has been around for a really long time. The owner there is fabulous, and it's just your quintessential Wisconsin bar. And they have great specials, great buddies. And then, of course, Hot Shop Glass. So people literally travel hours to get to Hot Shop Glass. All of their classes are usually sell out immediately.
Glass blowing.
It is glass, but since it's so cold out, like they claim to be the hottest place in town. Because when you go in there, it really is like 90 degrees. It feels so good. But in the summertime, it's a little warm. But it's if you haven't seen live glass blowing, or you can buy, you can actually just buy their custom glasses. They do such an amazing job there. They also do like glass bead making classes. But again, what a treasure that we have them in our downtown.
Kelly Cruz, Executive Director of the Downtown Racine Corporation, taking a stroll downtown with us today here at WRJN Local News. Timeless Hits.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic physical therapy or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com. or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
Surprise! Your table saw broke. Also, the warranty expired weeks ago, so you need to pay for a new one out of pocket.
At Progressive, we know small business owners don't usually like surprises because they cost you money. But a good surprise that could save you money? Getting a commercial auto quote from Progressive.
Oh, and the replacement part you ordered doesn't fit, so it's completely useless.
What a waste.
Surprise yourself. See if you can save in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiscCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiscCaregiver.com.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Okay, we got about 10 minutes left. We're going to go down to 6th Street now. We went through, we did State Street all the way down to Maine to 6th, and that's where we are right now. What do you have for us, Kelly?
Yeah, we certainly are. So we have 6th Street is just a cool vibe to it. It's got this retro feel, and lately there's been quite a few new businesses. I do want to mention Vero International Cuisine. They did have a fire, but they are working diligently to reopen as soon as possible.
Yeah.
So keep them in your prayers and let them know that we can't wait for them to reopen. Of course, you've got Miller's Flowers, one of the oldest businesses in downtown.
We looked at some old photos of downtown, and it was Miller's Flowers.
Yes, over 100 years.
Yeah, they had actually underneath their name on the outside, they have the old mosaic up there for the old flower shop that was there. Wow.
Isn't that so cool?
By the way, the flowers are new. The building's old.
And then there's also a brand new store or a brand new restaurant down there is Dragon Pit Barbecue. So I'm guessing many of you have probably been to their food trucks, but now they actually have a permanent location.
That?
It's on in between College and Wisconsin.
I know what I'm having for lunch.
Yes, it's so good. If you like Greek food, also there's Cuisina 220, which is a beautifully interior-wise, looks great, and wonderful Greek food. And Toad Hall just reopened under new ownership, but has a lot of the same favorite dishes that everybody kind of came to grew and love. And, of course, that's your English-style tavern, and it just has a...
I'd say, give me the chips and the fish and chips, will you please?
I mean, and speaking... 6th Street is just known for the food. You also have Old Madrid, which is Spanish.
Paella. We get paella from there all the time. Whenever I go in there to pick up the paella, because they open up, they take your order at 4 o'clock. It's always packed.
It's so good. They have sticky rice if you like.
My mother, I have a picture on my phone. My mother always wanted to go to Sticky Rice. So I have a couple of birthday pictures of her at Sticky Rice.
And then if you want Mexican, you got Mexico Lindo.
Yeah.
And also Pepe's Pub and Grill. Pepe's has wonderful food. And sometimes we forget about that, but they have, and they've got, you can bring kids in there too because they got pinball machines and pool tables and what's that one?
Pinball?
Not pinball, foosball.
Foosball, okay,
foosball table.
Well, my wife works at the courthouse. They always go out for lunch to Pepe's.
They have a burger of the week. Yeah. And also, they have their Bloody Mary is award-winning in the entire state, so that's something to try. Now, I can't not mention we've got two newer businesses. One is called Vintage and Modern Books. So that's, we finally have a bookstore back in downtown. Mm-hmm. We used to have one on 6th Street.
Martha Merrill's book.
Yes, many years ago. So that is really fun. And they can help you find first editions, and they'll go above and beyond to really help you if you're looking for something specific. And then Unraveled Creative Studio. So those of you who are into knitting, yard, crocheting, they have top of the line, great workspace that you can actually sit there and work on your projects. I know you mentioned something about framing, like where you can get something mm-hmm. framed, because that is such a dying art, but still so needed. Photographic design and framing is a store that's been on 6th Street for quite a long time. They're in between Park and College Avenue. And they also have amazing photographs of downtown, of Racine County. Like if you're looking for just a really beautiful piece of wall art and you want to have it like Racine inspired, do yourself a favor and check them out, because they are just, they have so many amazing photos of Racine and Racine County. It's just, it's incredible.
When I needed one of my mother's anniversaries, I think it was their 60th wedding anniversary, we had the picture of them on their honeymoon. They had it up in Canada, in this French province up in Canada. And I had them send me, the people at that place, send me a current picture. And we had them both framed side by side. So in the 40s when they got married, and the current picture where they were standing on the steps, I had it framed for them, and we still have it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you cannot forget also on 6th Street is Indian Motorcycle, which, I mean, what they did such a wonderful job, you know, really bringing that building back to life.
Yeah.
Kept so much of the original passions. And then also the Nash does open up in the summer for live music events. So
The Nash is back open again?
Well, they do for special events. Like every first Friday, they're open.
I used to enjoy lunch there.
Party on the
Nash.
Pavement, they'll be open. Yeah. They have their rooftop area. They have got... they'll bring in food trucks. They'll have live music. It's really fun. They're really becoming known for places to, if you're looking to host a high school reunion, they love taking high school reunions there. And it's so nice because you can have the whole top part to yourself and there'll be live music. So it's just a cool place to, if you're a person that's got to plan one, think about the Nash as an option.
You mean like 100th anniversary?
Like a 25-year high school reunion.
Well, I'm thinking more of the 100th anniversary party. That I hope this
Who's
company
be
will
able
throw.
To, oh, this one. Yeah, that would be a great. I'm like, wait, I don't think anyone's coming to a 100-year reunion.
100th anniversary coming up. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So Indian is just a really cool place there. And what else do we have? We have the OS Projects, which is another gallery. So they have beautiful, they feature different artists every month and a half or so. So a lot of people don't know them. They're on the corner of Villa and 6th Street. It's that one really beautiful modern building when you drive down 6th Street, kind of closer to the courthouse. Oh, it's sort of fun. And then,
got the 6th Street Theater.
Oh my goodness. How did I forget that?
We just saw Misery there, and the woman who played, Misery, she made eye contact with me for a second because I was in the front row, and I
we just awarded them as a 6th Street standout. It's at our State of the Downtown, because what a gem they are as well. I mean, they have new seating now, updated seating, updated lighting. They sell out for every show. Their Snow Dance Festival, hundreds and hundreds of people submit, and I think they chose the best 9 comedy skits. And those are just, even to get tickets in there is...
Well, it's good because Racine's got 2 live theaters. We've got the Racine Theater Guild.
Yeah.
And we've got the 6th Street Theater. Cities the size of Racine have 2 community theaters?
Exactly. And they put on such amazing productions. It's just...
I'm still
very
terrified
lucky.
From Misery.
ever been to the Snow Dance?
No.
If you're looking to laugh, that's a really cool one. And then I can't forget, a little off of 6th Street, but you still have Shogun Restaurant is still open. So if you love hibachi, they are a phenomenal place to have a birthday party, get on that hibachi grill. You've got Kewpie Restaurant, of course.
My wife always talks about Kewpies. Let's get a Kewpie burger. Let's go to Kewpie. Let's go to Kewpie. They're sometimes not open. They have a weird schedule sometimes.
Well, they open up at 9, and the minute they're out of food, they close.
Oh, is that how it works?
So they don't. Yep. So when their food is gone for the day, that's when they close. So I would recommend, if you are craving Kewpie, come early.
My wife is always craving Kewpies. Let's go to Kewpies. Let's go to Kewpie. Let's get a Kewpie burger.
Some people get frustrated with that, but in hindsight, that's what makes them popular, right? So when you get in there, you're excited, and
my mother always said to me, when you come, she was at Lake Oaks. She said, on your way here, can you pick up a chocolate malt from Kewpies?
Yeah.
Well, it's not actually on my way, Mom, but yes, I will pick you one up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a little bit out of my way, but yes, you always love their malts over there.
I think they've been open over 100 years too, right?
A long time.
Or maybe getting close.
Yeah.
I forgot to figure out what year they opened up, but man, yeah, definitely a spot. So think about all these great places we talked about today. There's so much for everybody.
Did you mention Northern Lights?
Oh yeah, they're also a great company. They have, the 400 block of Main Street. Twin Dragon Games as well is a little bit off the beaten path, but if you have kids who into their gaming, not on a computer, but actual tabletop games, and they actually teach you how to play them, and toys and puzzles there. So really great business owners.
Yeah, we bought some prints from Northern Lights, because the Lighthouse prints. Got them my wife for the holidays once, and we had them framed nicely, and they're still hanging up in our house.
Yep. Yeah. Again, just so many amazing shops, restaurants, come downtown. Businesses could really use your support this time of year.
Yeah, January is always tough because
everybody's
shopped out from December and November.
It's true. Everyone's broke.
Now, the map that I'm looking at is online at the Downtown Racine Corporation website, which is racinedowntown.com. And the way I found it was at the bottom of the page, not on the menu at the top, but at the bottom, you see they got the map thing there. And by the time people go to the map thing this afternoon, the 2025 one will be up.
Yes.
Because I have the ancient one from 2024 from a month ago.
No.
You've got the new one.
I will have that updated by 10 a.m. this morning.
All right, there you go. So that's Racine Downtown, downtownracine.com, Racine Down. I would say it's early, but it's not for me. DowntownRacine.com, DowntownRacine.com.
RacineDowntown.com.
Did I screw it up again? RacineDowntown.com.
It's opposite of what you think it would be.
RacineDowntown.com. Now, if you want to hear the podcast of this, we're going to have it up later this week. So if you missed any part of it or you want to hear it again, you can hear it with Kelly Cruz. RacineDowntown.com. You know why? Because I don't have it written in front of me. Everything's got to be written in front of me.
Oh, that's
RacineDowntown.com.
Great.
There'll be a quiz later on this morning. Yes. Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. This is always fun.
And we're going to be involved with a lot of the events downtown.
Yes.
We're talking about them, the Chili Walk and all that kind of stuff coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Kelly's the executive director of the DRC at RacineDowntown.com. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Dad.
And thanks for taking the walk downtown with us, because a lot of people don't know what's going on.
There's just so much, isn't there?
We just spent an hour and we didn't do all of them.
We couldn't even get to all of them. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, it's 8 o'clock on the nose. Let's check news now. What's going on?
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A dramatic move by the White House overnight to pause federal grants, loans, and other aid. Correspondent Nancy Cordes.
The White House appears to be calling on all agencies to impose a spending freeze on federal assistance by 5 p.m. today.
Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Because there weren't a lot of details, organizations ranging from those focused on medical research to food assistance to funding suicide hotlines have now been thrown into turmoil, trying to gauge whether or not they will be impacted.
President Trump has also eliminated diversity programs in the armed forces and set in motion a potential future ban on transgender troops. Army vet Layla Ireland, who's trans, served for 12 years.
When we hear this executive order saying,